Hello, can everybody hear us? Stealthy or so, can you? Right, apparently you're added now. Hello, can people hear Stealthy?
Hello. There you go, it's
Yeah,
working. Hi, people.
hurrah! There we go.
Hello,
And
hello.
Pure should be able to talk now as well. I'm really, really sorry about that, guys. Yep. Just to briefly say, the game has gone live. Less than ideal start, but we will, of course, discuss at halftime some of the things that we were going to talk about before the game. But the most important thing, of course, is the game. I'm back in now and just watching as Mister are on the back foot here. Rocket have got the middle point. Going aggressive now. Soldier's gone aggressive. And Mister looking to fall back here. They need to fall back. They've both got Uber, but they're falling back onto their last point. And Rocket now going to move in slowly into the front door. They haven't got their second soldier with them, PBL. So they're going to need to get him back before they can push in. They're just waiting outside. Sensible move. GL has gone NG for Mister. I'll just give you a quick roster down rundown. Kuki, I think is the way you pronounce it. Kwaki as medic, Jean and Lork as soldiers, Dorkan as scout, along with GL and Hyper as demo man. We've got Rocket moving themselves into the top here for a quick push. Let me see if I can do the roster rundown. Para and Aves as scouts. Interesting that Aves is back for this game. It's good for Rocket. PBL and Nyxnos as soldiers. Flix as medic and BPF as demo man. I was playing against BPF earlier and he is a great demo man. Sentry gun goes down there. Nice combined spam by Rocket. GL is getting another sentry gun up, but won't be a level 3 in time. Rocket need to push now, really take advantage of that sentry gun going down. BPF just checking for stickies. Dorkan goes down there, that's a useful kill for them. And the sentry gun goes down, they're going to push in now. Uber's triggered, pushing in the top left. Mr. Counter Uber. Sticky's going down onto the point for BPF, but no one going down as of yet. Hyper goes down for Demoman for Mister. Nice work there. And Nyxnox takes down GL. Definitely the upper hand here for Rocket, and they take the point. Nice move there. I don't know if my co-casters were around to see that, if you were watching, but if you had any thoughts.
Just basically the scouts on the left hand side really dominated the air, I thought. And just helping the heavy classes really.
Yeah, it was a nice push, well executed. Rocket got the upper hand.
There's demos just put on the balcony there.
Yep.
Demos just been taking some hits.
Mister have gone through the valley here, and Aves goes down. Nice combination. Soldier goes aggressive for Mister. GL goes down, and Hyper gets a kill. So Demo Man down there. Mister have definitely got the upper hand. They've got capping power, and their heavies have gone aggressive. That valley position they're paying off. And Rocket having to fall back, lost their scout and Demo Man and Soldier. They're inside the lobby now. But at this point, it's definitely going to go down to Mister unless we see some dramatic defense. And
Yes.
sorry, Staffy.
Yeah, so yeah, just seeing the heavy's just gonna roll straight in there. There's no doubt
Yep.
about that. A really quick round, I think. Really impressive by Mister, I think. A really underrated clan. They're really solid at the moment. Back when I used to play about a year and a half ago in TCM with WOTR, Spanish people used to be really good at this game. They're really top. They still are, but they're just not
Yep.
seen as much as I'm far as far as I'm aware.
They're moving in, loses a soldier there, the Mr. Medic, Kukai, doesn't manage to Uber him in time, and GL goes down. So, Mr., although in the attacking position, they're without a scout and soldier, gonna have to be careful here and try and hold this this advantageous position without losing any more players. Right, really nice defense there from Rocket, they're putting some nice spam in. Dorkan goes down there as well, so should see Mr. falling out here. They haven't really got enough players to defend. That said, their second soldier has just arrived back, so maybe if they stay close together. We've got Rocket pushing up. Out to the top. Alves goes down again. He needs to stay alive for this push if they want to defend it properly. And looks like, yeah, Rocket are just going to fall back, not going to take any chances with that. BPF has got some stickies up in a nice ninja position. Almost manages to. Scout ran through there, didn't see them. And a soldier hasn't seen them either. Very, very lucky escape there. Could have taken out one or two possibly there. But
You've
as
got
it is.
power upper right now. Get ready to snipe, see if you can get a pick on the soldiers or med.
Yeah, that's a good spot there, Paragon Sniper. And we've got a soldier going aggressive onto the point here, drawing all the spam to the point. Rocket
Oh,
have to go
brilliant.
down, but wow, that was pretty bad defense from them. He wasn't exactly subtle in that. He went straight forward and just juggled people off the point. And of course, that balance capture so fast. That happened so quickly. What happened there? I should say to that to Pure, really.
No, I actually wasn't really watching from that perspective. It was I was looking at Para. But yeah, cover up in mid right now. I think they're fighting it up.
Yep, they're got some aggressive soldier moves there from Mister. They've gone over and Rocket haven't really been able to get out of the house. This is an absolute cleanup now. Kills coming all of a
four
sudden.
Four down, yeah.
Yeah, really nice, just rush of kills then at the end. They've got a scout capping and already Mister are moving on. There is a scout in the house and a soldier. Perhaps going to try and do a ninja kill, but they've been spotted by that soldier there and they're moving sensibly to the right as Spire, Mister. So they know that there are players around who could potentially flank them, so they're going to take a safer position. They've almost got Uber now and Flix has just spawned, just charging, so he's pretty much a full Uber advantage behind. All of Mister are up. Commentators curse there. Arvez takes down Jean, and they're moving into the lobby slowly but surely. There's a scout battle raging behind somewhere. Two scouts, two Mr. Scouts, but Arvez here showing his deathmatch ability. Takes down one. Is he going to take out the other? He's got the bat. Doesn't manage to do it. So scout down each for both sides. And Para has again gone sniper, so he might be someone to watch. He'd be tempted to try and get a pick there. And Mr. holding outside on that stone bridge, just going in now and trying to be very careful of stickies. Of course, BPF is a great demo man. He's been around for a long time. Knows some great sticky spots, as we've already seen. Got unlucky, didn't manage to kill anyone. But yeah, his stickies have been knocked down now, so they're going to need a Mr. Soldier to take all of those out. But Mr. taking it very slow here, and Flix has actually got his Uber, which if they'll be watching the demo, they'll be disappointed with that, because they had a full Uber advantage. GL has gone spy. So he's someone to watch. And are we going to see another tactic again? He is spying the point. Watch this spy. Here he goes.
Oh,
almost
that's close.
Gets it. Really, really close. And he forces the Uber from Flix. Flix comes down Ubers just in case, to be sure. And that's some really, really nice offensive work there, because obviously Mister have got a full Uber advantage. They've Ubered in with a soldier top left. Need to get someone on this point. It's virtually capped. BPF's got stickies all over it. BPF needs to go down. Flix gets taken down and Nick Snooks. And Mister really needs to take advantage of this. Almost gets taken by Kukai. Comes in, goes for the kill. The point, sorry, and gets taken out, but not before we see the point being captured by Lork, who comes in backing up his medic, and really, really nice use of the spy there.
You know, you're going to have to look at Rocket in middle. They're being real passive. The last two times, I believe, they've come through choke. Let's see. No, they're not doing it this time. Maybe they are. Are they? No, they're not coming through choke, but they've
they're
been real passive on middle. Yeah, there they are, jumping on from Valley.
It seems like, yeah.
Possibly been down there. Yep.
Yeah, Lork getting taken down in a really nice move, some aggressive soldier play, and just watching that from an overview, it's not that the rocket soldiers aren't going aggressive, it's just that they're not really doing any damage when they do, and one rocket soldier goes aggressive, doesn't really manage to take anything out, compared to Lork, who's gone aggressive a couple of times now and has taken out some significant players. And
It does seem that Mister's really focusing all their spam and pressure on the medic, and it's really confusing them. The other team there, it seems to be working quite well.
Yeah, I mean, before this game, we do the poll. It would be perhaps a good time to mention, just while Mr. is setting themselves up, Nick Snooks goes down, as does GL. They're going bottom right here, but everybody said that it was going to be very, very even, and so far it's not been too dissimilar. Both teams having got around each, and obviously Mr. now looking to have the momentum. Ubers are triggered on the last point. Jan goes down. Three down now for Mr. Kukai has managed to get out alive. So Ubers are relatively similar. He's got three down, though, so he needs to be careful. Kukai goes down. Nice aggressive work by PBL. Lork finishes him off, but there is a cap here. We've got Rocket Scout Avers beginning to show his experience. He's got the cap going. He takes that cap, eases the pressure off defensively. He's got a scout on him, two scouts on him. He's going to need to be careful here. And there's a demo man, the Rocket demo, Mr. Demo Man, Hyper. He's on the point now, beginning to back cap. There's a lot of fighting going down in the bottom left-hand corner, and Rocket are pushing out slowly. They're going to need to be quick to block this point. Demoman going to jump. Yep, here he goes. Demoman jumps, goes aggressive, forces Hyper off the point. Scout's going to take down Hyper. Nice move there from Rocket. And it's three down now for Mister. Momentum switching back to Rocket, would you say, Stealthy?
I just would like to say that, basically looking at the two teams' scouts, It seems that Mister's really got under lockdown at the moment. It's really crucial in Division 1 in those high-level games to pair those scouts together. Not seen much of that from Rocket, though. Yeah. It's just a good example there. It was a minute ago, the two scouts and that one scout. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be really crucial if you watch this.
Yeah, Alves is, of course, a very, very well-known scout. If you've been following the scene, he's played in Ubersexuals, Dunk's team, and a plethora of German teams. But he's a top scout. But looking at the moment, you'd have to say GL and Dorkan for Mister, top scoring out of their team. So clearly doing something right. On the other hand, Rocket now have switched momentum all the way back from defending their last. PBL gets taken down with some nice stickies by Hyper, going aggressive on that stairs. Takes down a second, so both scouts down. Sorry, not both scouts, a scout and a soldier down for Rocket, and they're falling out. Alves cleans up Dorkan, so a scout down for Mister, but Mister, with only 60% Uber, aren't going to push this. They're going to need to build quite quickly. They've got a soldier on the point, perhaps wary of their own spy tactics. GL takes down Alves, so more interesting battles going on in the scout fight. But just at the moment, both teams just being patient, Rocket waiting for Alves to get back so they can attack this last point. Obviously crucial, pure.
You know, Stealthy was touching on the difference between Division 1 and Division 2, and that's the same thing we do in America, Invite versus Open. And, you know, the top teams in Div 2, you know, if their skills are high, they can really... We got GL actually taking a pick on the demo that's going to maybe open up the Spire. But the differences between, like, a team just outskilling someone and then a top Division 2 team using these techniques and these strategies to get through crucial situations, that's something you really need to look at. And I was going to commend Rocket at the beginning, but like Stealthy said, if your scouts are just outplaying the other team's scouts, it doesn't matter. You really need both team scouts to be on the same playing level to have those strategies and those tricks play out.
Yeah, some useful insight there. We've got Jan down now, just managed to spawn as Rocket are going in with this Uber. Uber's popped there, and counter Uber popped. We've got Soldier here, very low, goes down. Nixnux goes down. So Jan, Mister looking pretty solid in their defense here. They forced Rocket out. BPF goes down. Some nice Soldier work again by Jan, and they've got players on the point. Soldier and Scout alive. Medic going aggressive here on his own, trying to get some needle damage. But Soldier's coming in now for Rocket. Really nice work there. Alves and PBL combining, forcing everyone onto the point. Of course, that's crucial when those Ubers are popped and you get a Scout on the point or something. The defending team need to drop down, and then it's easy pickings. But scores now level on 2-2. We were worried that... there have been Mister with their victory yesterday in the ESH. We're going to just roll this, but clearly not. Rocket have got something to say about it. But we're set up on middle. Both Demoman coming from balcony this time. Interesting move. No deaths yet. No one going aggressive so far. Rocket Soldier going aggressive. PBL gets air shots, and GL and Lort go down, but PBL gets finished, and Rocket really going aggressive on this. They got times three on the capture point, already over half capped, and they forced Mister to go out. It's interesting to see that only three players went down in that middle, but... It's the difference in aggression, Stealthy.
Just interesting if they're going to actually fall back straight to one or going to hold two. It looks like they're going to hold two, though, I'm pretty sure. I mean, you obviously scouts there, and the soldiers are definitely going to jump on that to stop command point two. Or are they falling back?
Yep, soldiers doing a double jump forces that scout off, but there's some aggressive sticky work from BPL. Demoman for Hyper goes in aggressive. GL coming up with two kills, including a kill on Flix, the medic, with Uber. So four down for Rocket.
Brilliant, yeah.
Really, really nice work from GL there. Completely unexpected. Scouts weren't watching their flanks there, and he managed to get in behind and take out Alves. Not Alves, sorry.
Oh, Scout.
Scout on the Mr. Medic again. Not able to do anything, though. Rocket having to fall back, and this point going straight back to Mr. Really nice work there from them. Great work from GL individual player. I was just trying to see who he killed. Yeah, he killed a soldier and a medic. So, massive work from him there, really switching the fortunes around for his team. And Mister now attacking this second. They've got a player on. Soldier trying to run away from that demo with the equaliser. There is a back cap, but if Rocket get on this, as they are, times seven, a bit excessive perhaps, but they are making sure, and they get that capture point. So, obviously, they know there's a scout behind, but they've got Uber. They can push in. On this. Flix hasn't quite got Uber, perhaps probably will by the time Rocket get in. Mister get in. Yeah, he's going to get it. Yeah, they're just coming down main now. Uber's triggered to get through those stickies. Soldier goes aggressive, and it's 98%. I spoke too soon. He's on Yeah, he's managed to Uber. So, Mister, really in a bad position here, all over the place. They've got the demo man isolated. The heavies are in up top. They need to put some pressure on this point. They haven't touched it so far. Soldier's fallen down. He's very weak. Needs to get taken down. There's another soldier with the medic. He does. Yan down. And doing a good job defending this point here, Rocket. But they are quite low. There's some continued pressure. GL goes down trying to get reach that point. And Flick's doing a really good job of keeping his players alive. Mister have sensibly decided to fall back a little and heal up. Hyper the demo man is on half HP and they're without a scout. So Rocket's buying themselves some time. Power quite low. Trying to find where he is, if he's gone aggressive. Yeah, he was going aggressive down that left-hand side, but stealth.
Just a note there, Geo's might also just went there, spy there, so a little sneaky spy runner could see, hopefully.
And also to note, Rocket are running two snipers. Showing off there, Hyper, the demo man gets taken down, so I'd be surprised if Mr. push in here. GL is spy, he's managed to get in behind. He's on the medic. Gets two stabs.
That's
doesn't
unlucky.
Quite get it. Unlucky. Medic was jumping around, and just when he thought he had him, Medic jumped out of the way. Very lucky escape there for a Rocket.
Where's the hitboxes when you need them?
Exactly, definitely. curse of every top player, the hitboxes. It's the reason you hear continually. But yeah, Mister just waiting now. They know they need to get their players back. Just sitting up top. There's nothing Rocket can really do. They've got those two snipers there trying to get the picks. There's one on the left trying to... get the pick, but the Uber's triggered in. They've gone aggressive. Flick's counter Ubered, but Ares goes down anyway, so sniper down. They've got pressure on presence on the point. Well, no, they haven't, sorry. What am I talking about? Rocket have got a strong presence on the point, forcing Mr. out. Scout goes in a vain attempt to try and get that point, and momentum with Rocket here. They've got their players going aggressive. There's a very, very low demo man, and Power comes in, cleans them out, and with four down, two just spawned. There's a problem here for Mr. Medic, Kukai. He's having to run away. There's a scout chasing him, but he's getting some backup from a soldier, and already BPF is up on that spire. He's got some stickies on the jumping platform to defend. It's times three. That cap is going to go down. No way that Rocket can defend that as much as they'd like to. Sorry, Mr. can defend that. And the point goes to Rocket. Putting some aggressive pressure here on the choke point, and Dorkan goes down to Avers, and Power combining there to take out both scouts and the soldier. And yeah, as Pure is saying, Rocket really need to push here. They are slightly behind on Uber, but they've got a bit of momentum. Having said that, BPF
down with
down. Some nice sticky
really
work.
Really interesting to see the push here.
Yeah, they've decided to go anyway. Soldier goes aggressive, and nice work from the scouts there. Scout coming in, backing up on that soldier damage. Takes out two soldiers. He's going to chase that medic. He's quite low. Medic retreating. He's got a scout on his back, so he needs to be careful. And there's a scout battle under the stone bridge while the heavies sit at middle. He wishes he could have got some backup there, probably that Rocket Scout. I think it was Para. But the heavies are taking it slow. Medic was quite low, so they just went and got some ammo. Probably the sensible move. You can get caught out in those quick pushes. But they're slowly moving forward now to that choke. Kukai does have Uber, so they should be able to defend this, but he's only got a demo close to hand. Soldiers coming and backing him up now. Loads of spam going down on this choke, but Rocket relatively unscathed. GL on the left-hand side is quite low, and demo man jumps. GL goes down because he's low indeed. Uber's triggered. Really nice work there from Hyper. Forces the Uber. Does go down in the process. Dorkan goes down as well, trying to back him up. So Mister looking quite weak here. Three down for them, and one soldier on the point gets juggled off. Very, very low, gets taken down, Lort gets taken down, and this is Rocket's point for sure. They've got this cap point, and they've already got heavies moving down to main. Flicks is sticking BPF is sticking it. Soldier goes aggressive, he's on the point. Engineer is there, we're going to see a sentry if he had time, but not enough time for him to build that sentry. Rocket take the point. Nice counter-attack, though. Really, really nice.
No, that was great. You know, you to look at a top team, you have to see them on defense. It's all about the defense. Can they man up, not be selfish, kill effectively, and then bring it back to middle? I was going to talk, but there was way too much action going on. They didn't take any breath. They kept pushing when people were down, and that's just a great sign of a good team. Rocket pushing through choke for you there, Dave.
Yeah, I was interested to see. I don't know whether they had a player drop or something, because they didn't contest that middle. That would be the only explanation I can think of. Just trying to flick through quickly if I can see.
Delman field jumped, apparently.
Ah, right. Delman field jumped. It's interesting that they didn't even try and contest that point. So clearly they realised there's a lot at stake here, and they're not going to try and make any mistakes. We've got Mr. coming around choke, and Rocket have got their defences certain. Soldier goes aggressive, forces Uber. Both Ubers triggered at relatively similar times. Mister falling back, they've lost one player. Rocket's still all alive. They've got a soldier jumping to the point, Mister, drawing the Rocket players back. And he's quite low on the balcony with the equaliser out. But Mister definitely worse off here. Three down, they've lost a scout and both soldiers. So Mister need a Rocket need to push back here. Mister need to fall out, stay alive. Hype is putting some stickies on that train, hopefully going to catch some people out. But Rocket are falling in. Soldiers spotted those stickies, so this cap's definitely going to go down to Rocket there. Selfish.
Yeah, I just think that was a crucial decision done by Rocket. I do believe, like, holding back after the Delman, like, did fail his jumps to the middle. You know, like, even at the top level of play, I mean, we are human and we tend to make these stupid mistakes. I mean, as you can see, they've recapped three now and they're now on top of them pushing onto the red team, onto Mister. It's just, sometimes it's better to hold back if mistakes have been made at the start. I mean, you can't perfect it all the time.
Definitely. Well, they've shown that it's worked for them. They stayed alive and now they managed to take this point back. So Arvin's very, very low. Needs to get healed and power already down. So Rocket not in the greatest positions. They're trying to hold this point. Nice, really, really nice aggressive work there from Mister. Take down Jan. Sorry, not Jan. Nick Snooks, and they've managed to turn this around. Ubers have been triggered and Flix has had to fall back. And Mister have taken this point back really, really nicely, actually. Really aggressive counter-work just when you thought that Rocket had the momentum. And this game swings back again just when you thought that Rocket might have had some momentum, having taken that second, two rounds in quick succession. Geo goes down there, perhaps trying to be quick and take a quick cheeky look around the choke, but he doesn't manage to. So Rocket now just building Uber on 50%. Uber's a very, very Uber, even, not Uber. And nice slip of the tongue there. And interestingly, Kukai calling that he's got charge, he doesn't have it. But Hyper looking like he wants to go aggressive, waiting for a buff, but he's just watching the choke. And Rocket sitting very far back, perhaps anticipating, as Mr. have done a few times, that soldier jumping round over their heads, the heavy's heads, and reaching the medic, forcing Uber. But they've
gone through the house.
They've gone through the house. Jan goes down there. Medic couldn't Uber him in time, and they counter Uber, and they've just forced Mr. Back. There's a back cap going down here. Scouts underneath the point. And Rocket, really nice move here. Have all the momentum. They've got a soldier pushing through the house, and the rest of the heavy's pushing through choke. And Mr. absolutely ripped apart there. They're three down, four down now as GL goes down. Kukai does manage to escape unscathed, but really, really nice work. They had players coming from all angles, and that push through the house didn't work for Mr., did it?
You know, they lost Jan immediately, and going through the house, it's smaller than the choke, so, you know, it's really hard to get through cleanly, and if you do lose someone, you have to be prepared to get out early, and they lost Jan immediately, so...
Yep, some aggressive play going down here from Rocket, some really nice defensive work from Hyper, but he goes down in the process, I think, and Rocket actually losing quite a few players on this point. Even though they've managed to take it, they're going to need to regroup. Flix is on 90% Uber, but they need to hold quite far back. They've got just one scout joining them now.
Stealth, yeah, Mr. coming out right now.
Yeah, Mr. coming out. They've got a down man on the point and a scout. Scout is running up the point. Don't think he's been seen. Well, he's chosen to fire now, so he knows. And Rocket going aggressive, defending this point. Downman has jumped. Scout gets taken down. Some nice sticky work. And Mr. are in the lobby. They have got Uber. And Jan, perhaps a lack of communication there, went out first. Didn't get the backup he was expecting, probably. And Mr. now, three players down. Really not a great position to be defending. And Mr. On the back foot. Rocket pushing in. Uber's triggered. Counter Uber popped by... Kukai, I'm really struggling to say that. I wish he'd change it for the next one. But they're Cookie. Falling out now. Cookie. I'll call him Cookie. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah, I'll call Cookie. That's I can say that. And Rocket falling out. Stealthy, sorry, I think you did have something to say just before I...
That, it was important. It's just interesting to see the two different, like, the scout combination, the two, like, different styles that each team has. It seems that, like, Mr., their scouts are really, like, with their heavy class a lot more. I do believe that works a lot better in this current, like, these kind of plays at the moment, where Power and his scout partner seem to be a bit more independent and going by themselves. See, they never seem to contest when they push on to three and win three. They never seem to, contest on Canyon when they're pushing towards two.
Yep. Well, just as Staffy was speaking, Mister managed to get a kill on the cookie medic and take back that spy. Obviously, Rocket having to retreat with no medic. They are now pushing through the house. Mister, that is, getting juggled. Uber's popped, though, and there's a lone soldier there. Airshot time. Doesn't manage to get airshot, but Jan takes him down with a nice shotgun shot. And one scout there for Rocket. I think it's Arvez. Trying to do some defensive work, but doesn't manage to. Falls out wisely, and Cookie with a 20% Uber, Flicks with 70. So if Rocket now decide to stick together, they are down a soldier. Nixon's just spawning, so they're holding.
Mister coming through valley right now. Left, they're all behind them.
Oh wow! Well, soldier went aggressive. I didn't notice that. Really good shout. And Lort gets taken down by Rocket, but Mister not in a great position here. The Demoman's isolated from his medic, and Flicks has still got his Uber. They're running around the spire all together. But Nixlux takes down Hyper, and if Rocket can regroup here, they've definitely got a good chance to push, because Cookie, Hyper, and GL, three of the big players for Mister, especially GL, who's having a really good game, riding high on 42 points, are down there. Really got time to earn that cap point. There is a back cap going down, though. Scout is on the spire, and both Scout and Soldier were on the spire, but some nice cleanup work by the soldiers there for Rocket. And they now have Uber and the middle point thanks to their scouts. Scouts have pushed on ahead trying to do a bit of damage, but they've fallen back now, getting some heals. And Rocket now coming up to this choke. Mister are down, both a scout and a soldier who have just spawned, but they're isolated, and that medic is falling back. The soldier's very weak, not weak, sorry, he's isolated. Lork is isolated, and GL goes down again. Some backup there by PBL for Aves, but Lork coming in, cleaning up, and... PBL manages just to escape. Aves and Power both go down. Stuffy.
See, I was just at the little example there. You see how Power, they're really aggressive. The Contessa Canyon, where Mister seem to be the opposite, and they want to keep the scouts alive. It's so crucial to keep those scouts alive. You know, it means the other team can push so easily. When the scout's there, you don't have to worry about the medic going down, etc.
Yeah, Lork just doing some nice aggressive work. Manages to force the Uber. Now Rocket just trying to defend. They're fully... they're without Uber, and they are going to push anyway. A couple of Mister went down trying to do that trigger. It was probably worth it, but now Mister are pushing just with the Demoman. There is a back cap going on, though, so that Demoman needs to turn around. He's going aggressive. He's hell-bent on trying to get the medic. He's trying to get Flicks, but he can't reach him. He's going to get taken down. He ran all underneath the point. The back cap has been sorted out, so... there's nothing to worry about there for Mister, but they're pushing on anyway. There's a scout jumping around doing a tumble dance. Gets taken down. That was Dorkan trying to do a tumble dance, but the Rocket defense staying strong, and they keep middle point. And Mister really sort of, would you say, losing a bit of composure considering they had the upper hand when they started, would you say, Pure?
You just said you're asking about Mister, right?
Sorry, yes, Stealthy.
Actually going to comment on that, because I think the only reason they got those first two rounds was because they got through mid so easily. Rocket was either not aggressive or employing that choke strategy, but I honestly think it'd be more of a 4-1 game, maybe a 3-1 game, if those first two rounds hadn't have gone so easily towards Mister.
Well, that's surprising. I wasn't even really keeping track of the time, but the time ran out. So the final score was 3-2 to Rocket there. And contrary to what the poll suggested, even though it was very, very close, the slight edge was with Mister, perhaps after their crushing ESH result, which I think Stealthy can talk about firsthand. Sorry to rub salt into the wound, but the surprise result there, probably for most people. And I think Rocket will be very, very happy with that map, would you say, Stealthy?
Yeah, I mean, I think, I mean, if I don't know the community so well at the moment, because I've just came back to TF2 and competitively, but it seems if, when I look at the team and the roster for Rocket, they seem like the players, even though, like, Mister are really composed, apart from at the end there, they weren't composed as much, obviously, as Pure pointed out there, and yourself. But it just seems that Rocket have got those, they're actually, like, old German players. I mean, they've been playing from pretty much day one when Team Fortress came out. Initially, I mean, there's a lot of old players. We're now coming back and seeing Mister. I don't notice any player names. They don't ring a bell, but I'm nothing against their skill. They're equally as good, but maybe Rocket have got the edge and a bit of knowledge, and I think this will show on Gravel Pit, I believe.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a big point to raise. If we put Badlands behind us now and move on to Growlpit and try and talk about this map properly, as we didn't get a chance to with the bit of the technical problems at the start of Badlands. Pure, this is obviously a very, very teamwork orientated map. You were trying to follow Rocket in that game. How would you say their teamwork looked to be going on Badlands and bringing that to Growlpit? Would you say they need to address any areas, or are they looking pretty good with the win?
You know, it was more about the scouts after the first or second round. I noticed after Stealthy pointed it out that GL played great the entire map, but it just seemed that GL, and I'm sorry if I don't remember his scout partner, but GL and his scout partner were just they were more effective than Avs and Para. And, you know, sometimes scouts aren't feeling it. You know, they're not playing off their combo well enough. Maybe they're not getting buffs. Maybe they're just not even hitting their shots. But on a map like Gravel Pit, it's less about individual skill and more about playing around each other, realizing, hey, my demo man's being shot by a scout. I need to help him, instead of just wondering what happened to your demo man after he's dead. So in terms of skill and knowledge, you got to give it to Rocket. Like Stealthy said, old players, the old guard.
Very wise words.
I mean, there's a lot of players in Rocket. I think most of them actually are from a team, if anyone remembers, called It's a Farm, a German team. They were brilliant. And back in the day, they do play extremely well in Gravel Pit. So, you know, I think they're really equally matched, as we've seen in Badlands. But, you know, I'm going to have to go with Rocket here to maybe take Gravel Pit. But, you know, maybe Mister can prove me wrong, because they do seem very composed, and I do know that firsthand. They're very skilled players.
Yeah. Well, we're getting a ready up here, but there's only 5 players for Rocket, so I'm not quite sure what's going down there. Players are swapped now, so we are going live on this Gravel Pit map. Rocket are choosing to go attacking first on the blue side, and Mr. defending, of course, on the red. We have got 2 engineers here, Dorkan and GL, going NG, and I think one of them will be just suiciding to... yeah, that's right, Jan is suiciding to give the metal there for... whoever it is building at B, yeah, GL. And just looking through, Avers has gone NG at the start as well, with Nyx Nooks, perhaps to try and get one of those cheeky surprise sentries that can catch teams out by the door. And Dorkan's alive now, gone back to scout, and GL just as holding that B site with his sentry behind the point, as we've seen, has become quite a common practice now. Mr. holding close, fallen back a little, but they're holding B, and Rocket pushing through to the A side.
You gotta look at the defense set up, Dave. It's just, you know, you got the sentry farther against the fence, the sentry's in the back, the normal normal dispenser spot, and just looking at that, that means, how do you think they're going to play D? How are they going to play off that sentry? Are they going to push towards the left? Are they going to stay towards C as a combo? Most teams tend to stay the same. Oh, wow. Sorry, BPF was going for a jump, but it got pushed off the roof. Same with the soldier. I guess they're just trying to force the Uber. They got nothing out of that.
Yeah, that's two big losses there for Rocket, because they're trying to push in. Nyx goes down. All 3 of their heavy classes go down. I think they were trying to be clever and play the clock well by letting their scouts cap A and then pushing with the heavies through to try and Uber onto that B, get some speed going down. But Mr. absolutely tearing them apart. BPF got shot back by a scout who's sitting up on that rooftop. That can be absolutely lethal. I mean, it's a slightly tricky series of jumps. Obviously not if you practice them for a while, but that scatter gun, obviously with the hit scan, is much easier to stop players mid-air than trying to get a complicated rocket shot as a player flies across the map. You know, although we Euros can't airstrafe, of course we can...
got Rocket coming through short.
Yeah, exactly. So Rocket coming through short, carefully distracted me from my tongue twister, but they're getting caught out. Dorkan goes down, and the Uber, sorry, has been triggered. My HUD's just decided to disappear, and Avos goes down. It's 3 down for Rocket. They're not looking in a great position to try and defend this. Soldier's gone aggressive, and the Uber has been forced, so BPF's trying to make the best of a bad situation. Forces back, and this Rocket attack now, they've tried 2, and it hasn't worked, so this defense looking pretty solid for Mister.
No, that moment right there when they come out and then a soldier dies and then they're just standing there like that, that's just, you know, we were saying Rocket was going to be experienced, but the moment that happens, realize it's a failed push and back out. and then they lost their second soldier, and they're still standing there like that. Like, what do they think they're gonna do? They're gonna take on the whole team?
Definitely.
They gotta wake up.
Avaz has gone sniper, trying to get a pick, perhaps. And this is one of the things with Growl Pit. You need to stay disciplined, because if you start changing classes, tactics suddenly go out the window. And Avaz should go down here. Yeah, Dorkan cleaning them up. And they've switched their attack here, Rocket. They've pushed in from the seaside. They've forced the Uber early. Really nice work. Nyxnos does go down, but BPF with a double kill on Jan and GL. And they still haven't even popped their Uber. Flix doesn't have it. That's the reason why he hasn't popped. Two go down for Rocket, BPF and Nyxnos. So they needed those guys to stay alive. They lose two heavies. And Para coming in trying to get that kill on Cookie doesn't manage it. So for the first time, we actually see... the Mr. Defense tested a little. They had their Uber forced and they couldn't manage to kill Flix. Flix does now have Uber. Avaz doing some nice work, takes out Cookie. So again, this Mr. Defense is very weak. Geo has spawned as NG, but he isn't back there yet. I think he is coming? Yeah, he is. He's on his way to B, but he's about to get caught out. Rocket's still choosing to elect to come from this seaside, which gives them the high advantage. They've Ubered in with the soldier. There's obviously no sentry to kill, so that's probably not a bad move, but they are on their own. Flix needs to be careful. He doesn't get picked off by a roaming scout or something here. There's a soldier battle on the roof, and Lort goes down. So the Rocket Heavy's in here. No Mr. players to be seen. Just a Dorkin scout here. He gets picked off, and it's Cookie alive only. And finally, on the fourth attempt, I think that was, does Rocket get in. So valuable time lost there, considering they got 0.1 in 45 seconds. And it looks like they're going to try and... Well, having said that, I thought their heavies were going aggressive to try and get on to C, but they're not. We've just got BPF getting some stickies up on that near side. Doesn't manage to... Yeah, he does. There we go. Thought he was... hadn't noticed, but he had. And Hyper goes down to some well-placed stickies, and immediately Rocket have got a bit of an advantage there. About 40% Uber ahead, and there's 8 seconds before Hyper respawns. So if they push very, very quickly, they might get there. B has, of course, been capped, and there is a sentry going up. GL has put a little sentry up on that ramp, and they know it. Rocket come in, the Uber going down. Sentry goes down quickly, and Rocket just trying to force themselves up. They've got a player on the point. Now they've got a soldier up there as well. Medic gets blown down. Flix gets blown down and he's trying to run up that spire to get to the rest of his team. Rocket looking quite dominant here. They've got time to be on the catch point. GL is running all the way up as NG, and Hyper comes up trying to defend that. Manages to... I think he finished himself off there with a sticky. Threw a sticky up there to try and defend the point, but didn't manage to kill anyone. And Rocket pick up that round in 4 minutes 32. So probably not too bad a time, but considering the amount of pushes they had on B, they know that they could definitely improve that. So there we go, Stealthy. Sorry, your thoughts perhaps on how Mister played in that?
Yeah, they seemed to. It's okay. It wasn't the best time. They seem a bit too defensive. They didn't seem really aggressive every time Rocket kind of pushed. I know Rocket kind of fumbled a couple of times when they were pushing on B, but you know that's kind of what you expect when you're playing this kind of game. I mean, it's quite a crucial game for both of these teams at the moment.
Yeah.
And you know, I think Mister did okay. I think it'll be quite impressive to see how Rocket defend as well now. I think Mr. might struggle here, but I think it really just depends on those first picks on B. I mean, some teams get confused, you know, like when you take one down, two down. Sometimes that doesn't make a difference when you do your push, you know, like...
Yep. Well, interestingly, Rocket deciding not to have an engineer here, so there's no sentry defending B. The cheeky sentry guns that Mr. had put up on that B entrance have gone down. And interesting thing to note, well, he's changed back now, but GL was playing Spy. I thought we were going to see some Spy Extraordinaire there, but he's perhaps seen sense and decided to go back. So we've got two scouts going to be capping that A site. I'm just trying to locate where the heavies are for...
All of Mister's out long at B right now.
There, that was...
Oh, God, this is bad.
Big error for... Big error for Rocket there. They didn't notice. The Ubers haven't popped, so they're fighting at B. Counter Ubers popped, and Rocket trying to get the high ground, but the soldier gets blown off. Mr. staying quite close together here. That's to their advantage, but Hyper gets picked off. Not great. And Rocket have got a soldier on the roof doing some damage. Cookie goes down, so not great for Mr. They've got two down, but four down, for Mr. Only two down for Rocket. There's a scout trying to clean up on Flix. Doesn't manage to get him, and... sorry for my calls. I'm used to associating teams with colours, and so when they swap around and gravel pit, it plays havoc with me. But needless to say, four went down there for Mister, so their attempt to push vastly slowed down, even though they got into a really, really good attacking position. Pure, I think you saw that unfold. How did they manage to do it without Rocket seeing?
It's, you know, I was going to say it's coverage versus execution. And Mister got out there, but they couldn't execute. And Rocket can't cover, but they got lucky.
Yeah, they definitely got lucky.
Yeah.
It's definitely,
I mean,
very.
They just
very
came out. I was looking at B, just like the dumbstruck. I'm like, oh wait, the whole blue team is right there. I'm like,
yeah, yeah. That was a total wake up call for Rocket, I believe.
Yeah, well, they've got another wake up call as well because Flix has gone down. GLS is also playing Spy. He's cloaked, coming in. Think perhaps going to try and target that demo man would be a good kill. There's a soldier in the house, but no, GL gets picked off, and Cookie has used his Uber. They're in round behind B. Rocket sort of all over the place, really. Haven't got a strong hold on this point at all. And Scout needs to go down. He's attacking Hyper, takes down Hyper, and Yang goes down as well. So Mister, from a good position, have lost two. Rocket have lost three. Make that four. Para goes down, trying to defend the heavies. And PBO goes down as well. So this point is going to go to Mister. They've got two Scouts on it. Both are actually... well, one is a very, very weak Dorkan. He's on 9 HP. And so he could really do some heals, hoping that nobody pushes in and gets a quick ninja kill, because Mister aren't holding that far right-hand side. But it looks like Rocket are just going to sit tight, not going to try and defend that B, especially now it's nearly capped, it's not worth it. So Mister get this point, and they're on 90% Uber. Flix is just a couple of percent behind, so that he should get Uber before Rocket push in. Make that Mister, sorry. No stickies being seen. Didn't check there for Mister, so Lork goes down. Uber has been popped, and Soldier goes aggressive for Mister. He's on the point. He's got some aerial advantage. There is a heavy. PBL has gone heavy, and the counter Uber has come from Rocket. Heavy's now on that point. So dangerous. He could really slow down this offense. But as saying that, Hyper comes in. Double sticky kill. And he's holding this point. He's got it stickied up. Both scouts coming up now for Rocket, trying to defend.
Oh,
he is very, very low. Hyper, yeah, going down, and Para dominating him there to add insult to injury. And the two scouts here, the only two alive for Rocket, are up on this point. Both quite low. Soldier's going aggressive. Going to need some really good deathmatching skills to defend this. One scout goes down, and the other gets blasted off the point. So really, really nice push from Mister there. Even though they lost a soldier in that initial push, you would have thought that that would have slowed them down. But their aggressive work really just ripped up Rocket to shreds. And... yeah, what would you say was Mister's real... Well, you were watching them stealthy. Who would you say really carried Mister in that attack?
You know, I was actually following like specific player, but you know, I think it was a whole team kind of effort. It wasn't a kind of individual. It was they did seem a bit sloppy when they pushed into B, but they just still managed to retain it and like cover the positions. Like the medics seemed to be a bit like not covered when they were pushing in there. I'm quite surprised at that. But they got away with it in the end, and then they also had the Uber advantage when they pushed into C. And then, you know, I was just watching it in general. I wasn't actually really watching Mister. I know, yep. I should have been, but, you know.
No, no, it's all right. Well, I think for me, I was just watching it, and I saw Hyper come in, get a double sticky kill, including one on the heavy. And I think that really turned the course of the events, because if he hadn't, if Hyper had gone down and that heavy had stayed up there for Rocket, I think it would have been very, very hard for Mister to get up there. Of course, that heavy can just stop people air jumping up into that point, dead in their tracks. So I think Hyper there really did some great work. But anyway, we're back. Double engineer, Lork has now switched back, and so has Yan. Of course, they're defending, so not quite sure why they did that. But wait, my HUD is messed up. That's why I'm talking rubbish. And Rocket defending.
Watch Mister going through connector right now, being cheeky again.
Yeah, already pushing through. There is a soldier, of course, up top on the roof for Rocket, and he's seen. So they're putting some spam on. But Mister already, they've got two soldiers up. But Cookie gets taken down. Really, really nice sticky work there from BPF. BPF coming up trumps there, gets a second kill on Yan, and he's going aggressive now, perhaps looking for a third. Doesn't manage to get him. Alves, his scout partner, takes him down. And the three heavies there, aside from Hyper, two soldiers and the medic, getting taken down by Mister, really will be upset, because they have managed to get themselves in a really good position. Both soldiers on that B roof. But just when it came to time to Uber, Cookie managed to lose it. Some really good sticky work from BPF. And Rocket managing, even though the A-cap's gone down, to hold that first initial Mister attack on B.
Dave, you have to look at the irony. You know, BPF had stickies up at long, like, to stop them from coming out long. And they come, and the medic comes through short and hugs the wall right there and dies to the sticky.
Yeah, very, very unfortunate. Perhaps a bit of stroke of luck, then, I should be saying, rather than than really great skill. They knew, however, that Longass was a spy. GL was a spy. He has managed to escape so far. They're trying to track him down. He's very, very low, but he's cloaked, of course, and he's using that whatever cloak it is that if you stay still, you are permanently invisible to regen. Rocket, Mister, however, have switched their attack. They've pushed in from C. Both Ubers tripped, and both all of Rocket's staying alive. GL is still spy. He's coming in for a kill. Can't try and find him. I heard him decloak. Yeah, he's going in. He's coming up on the ramp. He gets spied, and Aves takes him down. Soldier going aggressive here for Mister, and gets bottled by BPF. Really nice. He's having a good round so far, getting that medic kill on the bottle. And they're defending this push. Three down now for Mister, and they're going to have to fall back. They're by C now, so not really anywhere near B. They're going the long way around, back by spawn to A to try and regroup. And Cookie's on 65% Uber, Flick's just a little bit ahead in 75%, and GL has gone sniper. So he's the utility class. He might be someone to watch. He's in that long tunnel. Scar has spotted him, but I think Flick's is more than experienced enough to stay out of his way. Not the same can be said for Aves, his partner, who gets taken down in a really nice headshot from GL. And Mister again choosing to come through that A connector. They're in, moving towards the left-hand side this time instead of hugging that wall where Cookie went down last time. And the Uber's popped. Demoman's gone aggressive. Both Demoman and Ubered. PBL gets taken down and Lork takes down Para. So momentum's definitely now with Mister. BPF manages to take down Hyper. And GL gets a kill on Flix, the Rocket Medic. Really, really important kill there. And Rocket going to have to fall back. Nixnux gets taken out. And BPF, who is still alive, manages to get out, but some really, really nice kills from GL there. Picked out three PBL, Aves, and Flix. Really, really important. Both scouts and the medic. PBL. Yeah, PBL's a soldier. Getting him confused with Para. But anyway, capture's going down on B for Mister after the second or third attempt at trying, and the medic not dying with Uber this time. So they go out, cap. What time is it? Let's check. It's 3 minutes 44, so if they can cap this next push first time, they'll be looking to set a very similar time as the one they had to beat. So some fairly good offensive work here. They're switching up to the right-hand side. They are attacking, of course, from B, not from A, and they've switched. The Ubers have been popped. They're coming in, being juggled a bit, so they're struggling to get out, but Nixnux goes down. Soldiers going aggressive. Doesn't manage to quite get the air shot, but they've got two soldiers on this point, and medic for Rocket is trying to get to his soldier. Doesn't manage to get there, and he goes down. But three down for Rocket. Very, very low players alive for Mister, but all still alive at least. Having said that, they lose two, but all of Rocket are down, and this cap is going to go for Mister. So pretty good work there, and just under 4 minutes today. 4 minutes 27 for their attacking round. Pretty good, would you say, Pure?
It's, I have to lay the blame somewhere. And as much as Ovs and Pair are good scouts, you can't play double scout the whole time on defense on Gravel Pit. You know, we've tried on Complexity, and we have arguably two of the best scouts in the world, and it's just, you know, as even if they're killing the whole team, it doesn't help, because with a sentry you have like the whole side of the map being covered, you have the firepower, you have that level 3 dispenser for your medic, you have the teleporter, you have all these things, which is just you really can't speak enough about. And it's, I really think if Rocket had an engineer, it would be a different story. I mean, how long did they hold B? Maybe for like a minute, like each time.
Yeah, it's definitely true to say that Mister with an engineer, as they're doing that same strat again, held B a lot longer than Rocket did. And they've got that teleporter there, which is crucially important, because obviously it ferries players back who die much, much quicker than they could walk. But either way, Ave's going down again, not having the best game after getting a sniper picked, and scouts for a Rocket just going to cap this point as fairly standard. Mister putting up a fairly solid defence. Two Rocket players have gone in aggressive. PBL getting taken down by that sentry, and so is Nixnook. So both soldiers down for a Rocket. Sentry goes down by BPF, manages to clean up, but he goes down as well. So all three heavy classes down for Rocket. And I get the impression that they're just trying to do as much DM damage as possible while that A point caps. Flix is pretty much AFK sitting in spawn with that Uber. and waiting while that point caps. And it's a tactic I've seen quite a lot, where you just let scouts cap, keep the medic safe in spawn, and let the heavy suicide try and do any surprise damage they can. Otherwise, you just wait until that point's capped for you to attack. And teleporter range just goes down for GL, so that teleporter link is lost. But they're pushing in on the left here, Rocket. Stickies are still there, but the soldiers have spied them, so they go down, and they're already in on that left-hand side. Soldier going aggressive for Mister, trying to force the Uber. He does. Uber's popped, and the sentry gun goes down. Soldiers double spam onto that sentry gun. Soldiers going aggressive as well, going after the NG for some point. It seems a bit useless, but Mister striking back, manages to get two kills. BPF and Nixux down, and Hyper's going aggressive on the medic. He's only protected by a scout, but the scout manages to come up trumps. GL has managed to get a sentry up, so that's really valuable defense. And there's just one scout there. Arvez trying to capture that B point, doesn't manage to. GL goes down, and Rocket managing to keep their medic alive and the scout, and managed somehow, I didn't even see that, managed to take down all of Mister. So Para, just looking at the kills in the console, Para getting three kills on Dorkan, GL, and Jean. So really nice individual work from him there. And he's, of course, capping the point now. And so BPF cleaning up the dispenser and teleporter exit, just making sure that Mister can't do anything cheeky and come in and try and defend that point. But they're trying to get through to defend, buy themselves some time here. Couldn't manage to. BPF going quite aggressive and laying some stickies to stop them from coming in while the point caps. GL is again putting his sentry up on that ramp quite far back, so he won't be able to do any kills when Rocket push in, which they are about to because they're on 100% Uber, but it will catch anyone who tries to jump, which I imagine is their plan. Cookie's on 80%. The stickies have been noticed. Rocket are shooting them now. A soldier's shooting them, and they're moving in on the left-hand side. Second set of stickies have been put up just by the ramp, and the Uber's been popped. And as said, the sentry is going to make life very difficult, blowing the medic all over the point. The medic is on the other side of the point, and the Uber's been counter-popped by Cookie, keeping his players alive. And the sentry again playing a really major death. Two down now for Rocket. Sentry gun getting one, and Avis falling to his death. And Mister getting two more kills. Jan and Hyper combining to get some really nice work on Avis and PBL. So Mister kept this point really, really nicely. Jan takes down Power and himself in the process, but it's all very, very valuable when buying themselves this time. And we see Hyper was going to go aggressive and try and just put some stickies up on that A route, where you'd imagine lots of teams will come from after dying. But really, really nice defensive work from Mister there, would you say, Stealth?
Yeah, it's been really impressive. I mean, as Pure pointed out, I mean, you say they're pretty much right in the nail. He's hit right in the nail. Like, you know what I mean? That SG was so crucial. That push really, really, like, kind of phased that push there. I think it was really effective. I mean, the two scouts, as he says, they could have killed, but, you know, I think that SG's got a slight edge over those two scouts, even if the two scouts are the best scouts in the world. Yeah. I think he's got a fair point.
Yeah, well, Rocket are moving in on this left-hand side here from A, shaping their attack completely differently. On the other side of the map to that sentry, so that sentry obviously becoming pretty redundant. BPF has jumped with that Uber and forcing Mr. Soldiers off the point. Mr. Soldiers are now coming back up, jumping back up, and their Uber has been popped, but they're isolated from that medic, and the capture point is going to go down.
Impressive.
Really, really impressive from Rocket, and showing some good tactical thinking there. They knew that the sentry was on the other side.
So that's a win for Rocket, right?
Yes, I think it is. They won that round, and really, really, really nice work by them to get that cap. Very, very impressive stuff. If you hang around, we are going to be getting some interviews from players from both sets of teams, so please don't leave. But really, really interesting game there. Who would you say on Gravel Pit, on balance, had the better game? Sorry, to either customer.
Go Stealthy, go.
Go on, Pierre, you can do it.
On Gravel Pit, you have to give it to GL. I know they didn't win the last round, but his sniping from long basically destroyed B. And then when they were pushing on C, he also clipped another person while the Ubers were going off. So he was doing great on Badlands. And I know they didn't win, but you definitely have to see GL as a person who really stepped up tonight. But, you know, you got to look for the players who step up in big games, and those are the players you want on your team.
Yeah,
definitely. I think GL definitely had a really, really good game. And it was interesting. I'd like to come back to what you were saying, Pure, about the two scouts. Because obviously, the complexity scouts, I wouldn't say are bad players, would you? I mean, why do you think it is that you can't have two scouts even if you see, I mean, you said if they're killing everything, surely if they're killing everything, then it's all right. But what made you come to that conclusion that two scouts aren't a good idea?
In big games, you need to be prepared to defend point B for basically the whole amount of time. And we haven't lost the map Gravel Pit in like over a year and a half. And that's a very long time. That's like 4 seasons or maybe 5 seasons. And we tried Scout, we tried Heavy, we tried all the different classes, and we found that if you play off your sentry correctly, it takes so much stress and so much effort from the other team to deal with it that you just get to like reap the benefits of it. And if it never goes, like, it doesn't even matter if it goes down, because they need to put all that effort into shooting it down, you know, all those rockets, all those stickies. And it also covers a huge part of the map. So when you're running two scouts, they have to act as the radar almost. And it's, I mean, asking two scouts to do that for like 8 minutes, like, are you kidding me? Just run around, look for stuff.
So it is a real challenge. Yeah, I definitely agree that if you can learn to play off a sentry, it can be an invaluable piece in defense. I'm just trying to get in contact with players from both teams. So if you have them on friends, spam them to hell and tell them to join to do an interview. So yeah, I'm just trying to type and get some of them to join for an interview. As I said, if anyone has them on friends, get them to join and we will talk about the game a little more.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How was thou game?
Thou game. Well, I know that you thought Mister were going to absolutely sweep the floor, but they lost Badlands 3-2, and I'm 99% sure they lost Gravel Pit as well, didn't they?
Epic.
So it looks like Rocket are set for Division 1. We are going to see a second German side accompanying TLR in that Season 8 Division 1, which will be very, very interesting. To see how they do. It'd be nice, of course, to see more top German teams emerging.
Indeed.
But, yeah, I'm just trying to find some people to interview. I don't actually have them on friends. Thank you.
I asked GL, but I'm waiting for an answer.
Yeah, it was a draw on Gravel Pit, sorry. It was got really hectic. We had a few technical problems at the start, but they all got sorted out in the end. So we... bit last minute, but BPF hopefully is going to be joining for an interview, so be good to talk to him. He did some nice sticky work, especially in that second round, getting that medic kill. But do stick around. I'm really, really sorry we didn't get a chance to do many shout-outs. Flix, I'm told, is also on his way, which is great. So, yeah. Is that Flix as Felix? I would imagine it is. Just trying to find you, mate. Not there. Are you up here? Felix. Is this Felix as in Flix?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, thank you very, very much. JLN is BPF. That's who I've got to look for now. If you bear with me 1 second. Hello, BPF.
Hello.
Hey, guys. Thanks very, very much for joining. If there's anyone else here who's from your team and I can't see, obviously there's a mass of people. So
maybe Para.
Just tell me.
Para.
Para here. Para's here. Hi, Para. Thanks for joining us.
Hello.
Well played, guys. Have to see if we can get any Mr. people on. Hopefully they'll join us. But thank you very much. We might as well get started. Rocket, well played, guys. Lots of people thought that it was going to be a very, very close game, but gave the edge to Mister after their recent results. Badlands, let's talk about that first. Really, really nice, work there. You managed to get the last sort of two rounds. What was it that you sort of decided to change? Because we saw Mister were going quite aggressive on you at middle, but you managed to change that. What was going through your mind when they were 2-1 up? What did you say needed to change?
Well, we know that our middle on Badlands is not the best. So we decided to just hold them on choke, because we are very strong at choke, and it worked out, because, I don't know, Mister failed at their pushes or didn't get through us, and we figured that we hold choke, might be possible to just win this, and I think we had like a good comebacks from our last point to their last point. I don't know, just was better team play, I think, this time.
Yeah, it was very impressive. We saw for the third round that you didn't even contest middle. You went to choke, and we thought that that might have been. We had a couple of people say that BPF didn't manage to quite get his jumps.
The thing was that people said we won't go to middle from the beginning, and then someone said we go to middle, and I was between going to middle and not to going to middle, and then I just jumped in between.
You just failed.
In
the end, was the better decision, because if we would have all failed in middle and all died there, then they could have pushed us back. But so,
yeah, it's
our,
a very
our
very,
choke
very
was better.
It's a very, very interesting tactic, actually. I was doing an overview, and obviously didn't see any of you guys arrive to middle, and I thought, my immediate thought was, oh, one of you guys must have dropped. So I was flicking through you guys, trying to see someone in spawn, or waiting for a timeout message, but of course you know that he happened, and that's a really, really rare move to see teams not contesting mid. What is it you think that makes your choke so successful?
Better skill is win.
It is!
Well, they got really good scouts, but in my opinion, our really strongest is our scouts. Me and Andy got Andy and me got a great combo, so easier to kill them when they're it's all open. It's not like the middle where you don't see anyone, where scout might fall on your back. That's our main issue.
In the middle, it's just the team play. Yeah, the team play is just very important in middle. You have to coordinate everything, and we just played 1 month not with Aves and not with our real team, so yeah.
And of course, of this nice ETF season, where we haven't really mm-hmm. often played Badlands because of shit other maps. yeah.
Interesting.
It took us
by surprise here when we were commentating. I know GL is here from Mr. Is that GL? Are you?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello.
Yeah, is there anyone else from your team? Just so I can unmute them if they are here.
Wait.
Yeah.
I think from but he didn't play.
I don't think there's anyone else. So yeah.
Glongus, great headshots on Gravel Pit. I
thank you.
Yeah, some very, very impressive shots on Gravel Pit. We'll just finish off Badlands first before we move on to the second map. You guys took an early lead. You went 2-1 ahead, and momentum did look to be with you guys, but then it sort of started slipping away. What was going on comms when it went to 2-2? Were you guys nervous, or were you thinking, no, this is still our game?
Well, I think the problem was we were nervous, to be honest. We haven't played really good, but Rocky deserved that win, and I wish them the best luck in Division 1.
Good sportsman words there. But yeah, you guys took an early lead. You were going very, very aggressive on middle, and it was working. Was that something you'd seen from, like, watching demos of Rocket and maybe saying, you know, they're a bit vulnerable if we go aggressive, or is that just how you guys normally play? Because your soldiers were jumping across very, very quickly.
I guess they couldn't watch any demos of us, because they are
You Germans keeping them all to yourselves.
Yeah. Well, our team play has been really bad, to be honest. Our comms were bad too. So they have ripped us most of the times when they were pushing.
Mm-hmm.
What can I say?
Okay, cool. Yeah, let's move on to Badlands then, keep this short and sweet. As Pure was saying, Joe, you had some really, really nice headshots. Pretty much managed actually to turn the tide of one of your pushes onto B. Was Sniper always going to be a class you played on Gravel Pit, or was it something you switched to when the initial push from your team didn't go down so well?
Well, I don't used to play Sniper. I am really bad playing Sniper, to be honest. Really, I think it was luck.
There we go then. Rocket losing out to GL's luck. from your perspective, Rocket, you know, you had a couple of pushes onto, I'm trying to think back, it was the first half, and you were trying to attack B, and you had a couple of pushes, and it wasn't really working. Mister had a really nice defence, and they had a sentry, and that was a big difference between you guys. Mister were playing a sentry, which is obviously what you're more used to on Growl Pit, but you chose not to. Why was that?
I think we have a great scout combo, and it was just a waste of skill or talent when we use one of our scouts as an engineer.
Yeah, that's interesting, because we were talking about it, and Pure said sort of pretty much the opposite, that he thought it was always good to have an NG, but you guys showed that you could pull it off on the second round, at least. Mister taking the first one, wasn't, I think I'm right, is that Mister took the first half,
yeah,
and you guys took the second, and the times in general were actually quite low. We never saw over a 5-minute defense.
Yeah, it was 4:30.
Yeah, pretty much 4:30 both times. Were you worried by that time when you had to attack that? Did you think that you couldn't do it, or...?
Second one, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so... Gravel Pit is always a bit luck for me. It's sometimes when you attack B, you got it at the first push, so you might got a quick time. Sometimes you need more. That's normal way on the Gravel Pit.
Yeah, I've just noticed Jan and Lork have joined from Mister, so thank you very much for joining. We're just discussing Gravel Pit at the moment and how that went down. I'm just trying to find Lork so I can unmute him, but I not being able to find him. Where are you? There you go. And although he's already muted himself, so that's great. But Jan, you're here at least, so I can talk to you. We're just talking about Gravel Pit, as I said, and how that went down. Mister obviously took the first half. Defense looked pretty solid, and we were just discussing the NG. Why is it that you decided to run an NG and not two scouts as Rocket did?
Well, because as long as engineer is really well, does a great job, and without the we could do better with GL as engineer.
Yep, I mean Pure was saying that he finds he's playing in America that. When you can revolve around a sentry, it can take off a lot of the pressure. But both sides given examples of tactics that do work, because you obviously won both rounds. Let's look perhaps at Hyper just joining now as well. So hello to you and well played. We're just looking perhaps at the overall effect of this. You guys now, obviously this is an important game, and Rocket come out with the 4-1. Mister, you're still totally in this, and you had a really great ESH result. So are you still confident that you're going to get to Division 1?
Yeah, of course.
Blame versus
Infernal Gamers just Infernal lost Gamers George, draw. I think, so we are second.
Yep, so it's interesting, so you should be going to playoffs. I'm just trying to who work out who you'll be playing. It would be between Spar and Broda. Who would you prefer to see out of those guys? Who would you prefer to play?
I don't know. Both teams are great. I think it will be a great match.
Yes.
Broda or Spar.
Answer. Yeah, the diplomatic answer there, insulting anyone. But yeah, I think that probably concludes it. Congratulations to Rocket. Obviously, that's a very, very important win for them. And the polls were incredibly close in terms of who people thought would win. Out of 419 votes, it was only 5 votes separating them. It was incredibly close. So well done to both teams. You put on a really good show. Both games, obviously, very, very close. Just around between on Badlands. So thank you very, very much for joining us in this post-match interview. Really, really appreciated. Good luck to both you guys. And congratulations again to Rocket.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I don't want to play in Division 1. Because, as I remember, I don't got the pedigree.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It is?
Doesn't bite you.
Whoever said that, you know, perhaps they might be eating their words now if you've just worked your way up.
He knows it.
Well, you have to prove him wrong then, Para. So
I don't spend so much time to TF2. It's when I played to TCM, it was my it's more a job. Now it's more fun. It's
perhaps it's that mindset then.
I don't care if I lose. It's I care always, but I'm always raging. But
he just wants to be a quick life pro, but he saw that he's too bad. So
I suck. Yeah.
Oh well, something to work on then. But yeah. You'll obviously need to play hard for Division 1. But yeah, thank you very, very much for coming on and doing those interviews, and congratulations again.
No problem. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks. So congratulations to Rocket. Thank you very, very much to my co-host Stealthy and Pure. I think you'd agree that they did a great job, especially stepping in at the last minute and not having done an appearance on ETF Tour Radio before. So thank you very, very much to you guys. And we might be seeing you again soon if we're running short on people. Thank you for tuning in, guys. It's been a really good game to cast. And sorry again for those technical problems. And I didn't manage to get too many shout-outs done this time. But you can be sure that next time we will definitely make up for it. So get your shout-outs in etf2l.radio for the next game. Of course, check etf2l.org for all the upcoming games. And many, many thanks to Flacker Brigade for the use of their servers. So I hope you've enjoyed it, guys. Thank you very much, and good night.
See you.
Bye.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.